No, boyu v'neitzei likros kala malchuso. He used to say right at the beginning of Shabbos, let's go out to meet the Malko, the Shabbos. Boyu v'neitzei likros kala malchuso. Let's go out to meet the queen, the Shabbos. Rashi, boyu v'neitzei kodem ha-mekabu p'nei melech. Like someone's going out to be mekabu the melech. That's the Hiras Mashram is running, not to prepare for Shabbos, but he's running to shul, he's running to say, by Vishalom. The Yamrilo, and some say Likra Shabbos Kalamalchus. So that's what he was running to. Some say when Likra Shabbos Kalamalchus. Reb Yanai Misatif, he used to wrap himself around with his talis, or with his clothing, or dressed up nicely. The Koi, the Yomer, go and say, boy kala, come in kala, come in kala. So that's what they're running. They're running outside Mashma to be Makabal Shabbos. So it's not the time you're running to prepare for Shabbos, before Shabbos, but it means on right at the beginning of Shabbos, you're running out to the Mekabal Shabbos. So that you have a Rishus to do. So it's the Mishnah. Hamevakeb Rishus Rabin. If somebody is chopping down wood in the Rishus Rabin, the Hezekeb Rishus Yochid, and the wood goes flying off into Rishus Yochid, or else, Rishus Yochid, you're chopping wood in private property. The Hezek Rishus Rabin, and the wood goes flying off into Rishus Rabim and does damage to somebody, or else Rishus HaYochid, you're chopping wood in your own private property, Ve'hezek Rishus HaYochid Acher, and it goes flying off into your neighbor's Rishus, and you do damage there, Chayiv. And all these three cases, you're Chayiv for the damage that you did to somebody else. Now the Gemara says, Tzricha, I need all three cases in the Mishnah. Di Tana HaMavakev Rishus HaYochid Ve'hezek Rishus HaRabim. If I'd only hear the first case, where you're chopping through your wood in your own Rishus, but the wood is going flying out to Rishus Rabin, that you're chayi for the damage that you do, you know why? Mishum d'shchichi Rabin. Because a lot of people walk there. So you're supposed to be careful. You're shouldered. You should have watched yourself. You should have known that you could do damage there. It's not called an honest gomer. Therefore, you're chayi. Avol mishus Rabin Rishus HaYochid, but when you're chopping wood in Rishus Rabin, and you watch around Rishus Rabin, nobody's coming there. And the wood now flies off into private property. To shchichi rabim, there in private property, normally nobody's there. It's not shchichi to have a lot of people there. So maybe it could have been like called like an honest. Eimaloi, maybe you called an honest, you'd be part of the gamri. So I need to say, even this chiddush also yechayiv. Now, v'iton, let it just say this case. V'iton in Rishus Rabin Rishus Yochid. If a wood is said this case of Rishus Rabin, you're chopping wood in Rishus Rabin, and it goes flying off into Rishus Yochid, you know why yechayiv there? Mishum di mikor shloi brishus ovid. Because at the beginning you're doing shloi brishus. You have no right to chop wood brishus rabin. Even though you didn't do damage in rishus rabin, you did in rishus yochid, but you have no right to do damage there. Avo rishus yochid, but when you're chopping wood in your own backyard, where you have a right to chop wood there, the rishus rabin, even though it goes flying off to rishus rabin, to brishus ovid, that I call upon him when you started to chop, you have a right, you had a right to chop in your own backyard. Eimaloi, maybe there I would say to say, maybe there I would say he's potter. So Kamash Malon, even there also is Chayiv. Now, V'iton Hanach Tarti, if I would only hear these two cases, Ho Mishum the Shchicha Rabin, and the case was in your private property, into the Rishus Rabbi Michayiv, because a lot of people walk there, Ho Mishum the Shleib Rishus, or else when you're chopping in the Rishus Rabbim, you're doing it without permission, you have no right to chop with Rishus Rabbim. That's why you're Chayiv in these two cases. Avol, but the third case, in the case where you're chopping wood in your own private backyard, and now the wood goes flying off into the neighbor, another private property. You have 2 miles here. First of all, you're chopping in your own backyard, you have permission to do it there. And secondly, maybe you have a right to think that nobody's going to be in the neighbor's backyard now. There's not too many people there. A maloy there, I would have thought maybe they call like an honest. It's not considered like you're doing a ma'isam better. So even if you hold honest, it's chayav yodim amazik. But maybe it's not considered like you're doing a ma'isam amazik altogether. You're doing a ma'isam chopping wood in your backyard that you have a right to do. Tzricha. That's the chiddush that no, that since it's possible that these woods can go flying off into your neighbor's rishus, and it's possible your neighbor may be there, it's considered taka that you're amazik your neighbor, and for that you're chayav yodim amazik is chayav. Tana Rabbon, we learned like this. Says Hanichnas lechanusoi shel naga shloib rishus. If you go into a carpenter's house without permission, Hanichnas lechanusoi shel naga, you go into the store of a carpenter, and you know what a carpenter is doing in the store? He's banging away with the wood there, and you went in without permission. and v'nitze dikas, and some wood went flying, v'tovcha upon of a mason, hit you on the face and you died. So potter, havada, the Baal HaChanus is potter. Like you have no right to go into his property. That's not called the shogeg v'techayev golus. That's called an honest gomer. Therefore you potter even migolus. What about the v'imnichnas prishus? Let's say that you had an appointment, you had permission to come into the store, and then the guy still goes and chops and cuts his wood, and wood goes flying and kill you, and then chayiv. Then taki yechayiv. We'll soon see what it means. For the more my chayiv, what are you chayiv? Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, chayiv v'dal edvorim apotem igolus. You should know you only chayiv if you did damage to the person, not if you killed him. Because if you killed him, then you apotem igolus. But in dal edvorim do yechayiv, like Rashi says, chayiv v'dal edvorim, im lo neis, if the person doesn't die. Elohutzik, he received damage. Noisin law, you have to pay for the nezek, for the damage, tsar, for the pain, reaper, the doctor bills, for shevis, if he can't go to work. To ever lay poshe, you're poshaya. Ava boshis loy, but for embarrassment not, the enachayav ala boshat, she's kavan, until you have kavanah to do damage to him. Here, even though you're poshaya, but you didn't have kavanah to hit him, to do damage to him. Therefore, in boshis, like we had before, you have to have kavanah to do damage, even if you don't have kavanah to embarrass him. But at least you have to have kavanah to do damage to him, and here you didn't have damage, you didn't have kavanah to be mazik him, you'd be potter on busha. For reisha, the shleib rishus, potter medal dvorm lekeb shia. Aval nezachayim, in the reisha though, we went in shleib rishus, if you would have just damaged him, so on the dal dvorm, you'd be potter. But on nezak, you'd be chayim, like we learned before, that tesa tachas potter, that's chayim aloin is kerotzen. But akov on here, we came in rishus, if you do damage and hurt him, you call the pashaya, you're chayim on the dal dvorm. But if he dies, though, then you put him in a golus. Samar says, why you put him in a golus? It's not like the terrorist case when you go into a forest and chop wood. When you went to chop wood in the forest, you both had a right to be there. So that's called a good shoygeg. But zel rishus chaveira nichnas. But here you went in to the Rishus of Yechaver. Since you went in to the carpenter's store, that's why you put them. That's the Havamina. So Amar Rav says back, L'chura Kavachoyim, it's a Kavachoyim that you should be Chayiv. It's not a Svoy, you put, you should be Chayiv. Ma Yar, Ma Duch by your forest. Zel Ledaita Nichnas, Zel Ledaita Nichnas. Each one had his own permission, the right to be there. So now when you chop wood and you hit kill somebody, it's considered like you killed them b'shoigig, you're at fault. And then if we have to go to Golus, if so, here where the carpenter told this man, you have permission to come into my store, like Kol Shechein, isn't it for sure when now the carpenter kills him, that he should be chayv to go to Golus? That's true, he didn't have kavanah to kill him, but he can't say it's like an honest, he's more like a b'shoigig here. At least he's for sure a shogeg. So why are you telling me he's potter from Golus? So Elo rather said like this, Elo Amar Rava, my potter mi Golus, you know why he's potter from Golus over here? Because the loisagin lay be Golus. Because it's not enough to go to Golus. Because Golus is only when he kills somebody for shogeg. But here this is called Korav Lemezid already. Since it's Korav Lemezid, therefore Golus is not enough of a kapara for you. You'll have to have another kapara. Behind the time of the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Dehevilei Shoigei Korav Lemezid. Because this type of a Shoigei, where you invited somebody into your store, into your carpenter store, you have to be careful there. And therefore, if you keep on banging and chopping the wood, and you kill him, it's called, true, it's a Shoigei, you didn't have intentions to kill him, but it's Korav Lemezid though. You should have known that somebody's there, you could harm him. So therefore, about in such a case, you potter from Golus, because it's more than a shaydig, it's Karav Lemezid, that's why you potter, you need a bigger kapara. Most of Rabbi asked a question like this. It says Allah in Makis we had, that hoisif loy ritsu achas umeis. When you give somebody Makis, whatever they shot top, he could take 9, 12, as much as he could take, and the guy that started to hit him, gave him an extra whip. Is hareza goyla yodri. So the one now that gave an extra whip, and because of the extra whip, the person died, it says you have to go to Golus. You killed him, b'shoigeg, therefore you have to go to Golus. Now the question here also, for Yehocho, the shoigeg karv lemezidu, the iboi yasuki adaitai, the maisi inshi, the chad ritzua. Here also you're at fault a little bit. True, you didn't have intentions to kill him, but you should have been more careful. You shouldn't have given an extra whip. You should have counted carefully, because you should know that by giving an extra whip, you may kill him. Because the whole oimed that we see, how much he could take is, depending on how strong the person is, like we don't want him to die through Marcus. So we evaluate how much he could take. But that's it. To give him one more, you should have realized you may kill him. So therefore, it's a kasha. How come here we say Yechayev Golis? The Chor here is called, for sure should be called the case of Shegeg Karav Lemezid. Ugatani. V'hochad, Rimar says, the Shegeg Karav Lemezid. Here Taka is called the Shegeg, which is Karav Lemezid. The boy, yes, Ugadati Yedemaisi, and Shemechad Ritzua. Ugatani, I raise the Goyler. Still it says he goes to Golis. So it's a kasha on the Gemara before. All right, turn over. So the kasha we just said before, in the name of Rav. Rav before said, according to Ibisi Rav Chanina, that all the Yepotim Migolis was because it's a Shoigig Karav Lemezid. So here also it should be called the Shoigig Karav Lemezid. So Emimorin says, Omer Rav Simi Minadoi Ditoyi Biminyona. I'll tell you what, he made a mistake in the counting. Not that he gave an extra whip, but he thought he's only giving 9, and he made a mistake now. Instead of giving 9, he gave 10. But he thought he's only giving 9. So Tofach Le Rava Besandle, Rava kicked him with his foot. Kicked him in the sandal. Omele said to him, Oto who money does the person that gives the whip, gives the malchus, does he count? For Atanya, we learned like this. The case is, Godel Sheba Dayanim Kaira. The oldest one of the Dayanim, their Kaira the Pasha. V'yasheni Moina. And the second one counts. V'yashlishi Yoyma Kaila. The third one saying, hit. So Khuri, you can't say he made a mistake in the count, because they tell him exactly how to do it. There's a third one that's hitting, he's not the one that's counting. And Rashi says, the first one is Kaira, the Potev Viflo Hashem Asmaklasecha. And the second one counts, and the third one hits. So if so, the one hitting couldn't have made a mistake. So Elamite has to mean that he gave an extra whip. Hello, Merav Simi Menadoi, Titoi Daina Gufa. It could be that the Yonam himself made a mistake. And the dying, the counting also made a mistake, it's possible. So that's the case they say he's Chayav Golis. Because here it's called the Good Shaygeg. It's not called Karav Lemezid, because they made a mistake that he hit. Meisvei Havakasha. Says Alocha, Azorik, Seven, Rishus Arabim. If somebody throws a stone into the Rishus Arabim, for horror, when he kills somebody, Harez the girl, he has to go to Golis. So the question is why? Again, for Yehocha, the Shaygeg, Karav Lemezidu, the Boyle, Asuki Yadati, the Rishus Arabim, Shkichi Injri, Ukutani, Harez the girl. Here also, a person should realize that there are people in Rosh Hashanah. So you can't stop throwing stones from your backyard into Rosh Hashanah, and then if you kill somebody, it's called the Shoigeg. The Chur is called Karav Lemezid. You should have realized there could be people there, so why are you Chayav Golis? Omer HaShemul VaYitzchok, V'Soyser Es Koisloi. We're talking about not stop he threw it into Rosh Hashanah, but where he knocked down his wall. Fredi Gemara still, Iboile Yunei, he should have still been careful. So Gemara says, V'Soyser Balayla. He knocked it down at night time. Even if you knock down your front wall at night time, still you have to be careful. You have to be more careful. You have to be careful that maybe someone is walking with Shusarabim and your stone's not going to kill him. So why you have Golis? So Gemara says, we're talking about where you knock down your wall at daytime, and outside in front of your wall was like a junkyard there, to the Yashpa. So that's why you have Golis. It's not called Karav Lemezid. So Gemara says, let's see. Hi, Ashbechidomi. This type of a junkyard, people throw their junk there. How are we talking about? If the rabbim use it, that's the central garbage collection there. So a lot of people go there. If so, again, mezidu. Then again, if there are always a lot of people there, you should have been careful not to knock down your wall into this junkyard where people are there. So again, it should be called shaykh karav lemezid. You should be potter from golas. And if Elamai, tell me now what, people do not go there. If so, honestly, then it's not even called a shaygeg. You should be potter from Golas also. You should be called an honest. So Marin says, this is an ashpa that people use it at night time. That Lifanas Rashi says, people use it as a basic kisi at night time. People go there at night time. People do not use it by daytime. Right? It's not sneeze there at daytime. People can see you. So people don't go there at daytime. But sometimes you have to realize sometimes it happens that people use it for the basic kisi even by daytime also. So therefore, mezid loy hevei to enu asui lefanes biyom. To say it's called a shoyv like korvel mezid should be potter from golas. That we don't have the svar over here because since you don't use it at daytime, it's only used mainly by nighttime. It's not called a mezid at daytime. But honest, nominally, have you? Ah, yes, the kashya, if so, should also be potter, because she should be considered an honest. And that's the Gemara says no. So you eko the mikra v'yosef, because it could be sometimes people use it by daytime also. So therefore, you should have been careful before you knock down your wall. So that's enough to vadarag of a shogeg to say that you chayiv golus. Rav Papa mishmei the Rav masnin lo areisha. Rav Papa, the name of Rav, learned this halacha on the reisha. Said what? Hanich naslechanus eshonagish lebrishus. If you go into the carpenter's store without permission, v'nitzal loy bekas patov cholay upon of umeis potter. And if you go in there and you get hit on the head and you die, savada the balachanus is potter. Now, Om Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, but chayu biabo dvorim upotter migolus. That not in the second case we went in brishus. He learned this halacha even in the Reisha. Even though he walked in Shalei Brishus, still the owner is Chayim B'dal Advarim. He's Potem Migolus. So it works like this. Man de Master Lo HaSeif, whoever learns this on the Seifa, Kol Shechein HaReisha. For sure it goes on the Reisha. So Rashi says, Chayim B'dal Advarim, why? To also Nani Peshayu, the one that's chopping the carpenter is also called the Peshaya. Kivon de Chazia de Ayol, since he saw the guy coming to his store. True, the guy came in without permission, but Lamaisa, you saw him in there. Therefore, boile le unit. You should have been careful, even though somebody is there without permission, but still, you have no right to do damage to him. Therefore, you chayim b'dal advarim. It's worse than this. Man de master lo ha-seifa, Rashi says, the pot in the golasa in the seifa, in the case where the guy came in brishus. Shein adoim liyar, so kol shrein ha-reisha. For sure, he's pot in golas in the reisha, where the guy had no right to come in, then for sure, he called like a shoygi. But a man, the master in La Reisha, the one that says you parted from Golas in the Reisha, when somebody came into your store without permission, I will ask Seifa. Keep from the Rishus, Chayiv Golas. They'll learn now in the Seifa though, if somebody has permission to come into the store, and the carpenter keeps on banging and kills him, there he would be Chayiv Golas. And that's called a Shogeg, it's not called Korav Lamezid, that's called enough of a Shogeg to say Chayiv Golas. Fred Gemara, is this true? Oh, me chayiv golus in such a case when you walk into a store with permission and the guy still keeps on banging away and kills you, is he chayiv golus if he kills you? For your time you will learn. Hanich naslechanu seishal nafoch. If you go into a store of a banger, nafoch. It's like a blacksmith. V'nitzer nitzoytzoys and some sparks came flying off. A tov chulei upon of hit you on the face of mace. It says potter, it says you potter from golus. The Yafidu Nichnas Rishus. And even if you go in there, we're Rishus. Says, so how could you tell me now that if the guy goes in Rishus, Yichayev Golis? Here it says clearly, even though the guy comes in Rishus, still you're Potter from Golis. Vice is still called the Shoigei Korv Lamezid, that you're Potter from Golis. So Gemara answers, Hoch Abba Mayaskinon, Bishulei de Nafcha. It's talking about the Talmud, Rashi says, Talmud de Shulei de Nafcha. The student of the carpenter came in, or the student of the blacksmith came in. Fredi Gemara, so what? Shula de Navcha lemikdal lekoi? So what? So what if the student came in? Does the master have a right to kill a student? So what? Like, why do you say there? That's the case that... Why here do you say it's potemigolis? So Mara says, Kesherabbe misara velotze. Here the case we're talking about is that the master is telling his student, okay, it's enough, it's after class, go out already. Vyena yaitzen, he doesn't want to leave. And therefore the master keeps on banging and kills him. That's why it's potem from golis. Fredi Gemara, Mishum, the Rabbi, Misara, Belotza, is Lemikta Lekoi. What kind of swear is that? Just because you get angry at your student, tell him to leave already. Is that a reason to say that you're Potter? You have a right to kill him? And the Gemara, then the case is, Kisova Yotza. You thought your Talmud left already. That's why you're Potter Migolas. That's called an honest Gomer. Yochi is so Achinami. Not only the student then, anybody else.